Good evening. This is Q95's Prime Evening News for today, Thursday, April 20th. I am your presenter, Lakisha Labasir. In the headlines, DPSU president wants public officers to be treated properly and paid fairly. Bahamas CLECO policyholders to finally get their money. And the policeman and suspected gunman shot dead in Paris gun battle. The news is brought to you, compliments Courts Dominica. Details coming up.
Enjoy more family fun time with Courts. Shop and enter for a chance to win $5,000 cash. Plus, buy any Whirlpool appliance for a chance to win an all-inclusive family staycation at Fort Young Hotel. And you can shop and win with Courts credit. Family fun time just got better. Courts, bringing value home.
Economist Dr. Thompson Fountain is reiterating his call to the government of Dominica to respond to a published article by financial crime consultant Kenneth Rejok. In a recent publication, Rejok alleges that the Dominica government may have recently sold thousands of passports to Middle Eastern individuals through its CBI program. Rejok says he received this information from credible sources within the hierarchy of the U.S. government.
Yes, sir. Well, it's incumbent upon journalists to always verify the truth of information that they receive. And if the information may or may not be true, it's vital that they get confirmation. I think some Dominicans probably know that last year, the Moroccan ambassador to all of the East Caribbean states visited Prime Minister Skerrit on January 29th of 2016. And I understand he came back one additional time. At that time, stories were flying about the fact that the ambassador from Dominica had actually left the country with thousands of blank passport forms from Dominica. Passports themselves, legitimate issued passports. But of course, nobody really sought to publish that because it had never been corroborated, even though it came from a person inside the government. Now, I have received corroboration, and it didn't come from inside Dominica. It came from sources within the United States, so I need say no more about where they came from. But for that reason, I did publish the article, because if it is true, as these confirmations indicate, that there were a fistful of passports sold to a Middle Eastern diplomat, and that as many as 2,000 of these have now ended up in Syria, which, as you know, is the home of ISIS. It's the home of an Al-Qaeda affiliate and another group of radical Islamists. That we could have a situation where Dominicans show up in Roseau, who happen to be terrorists from the Middle East, were not born in Dominica, and purchase some of these passports, and therefore they had the right to come into the country.
Dr. Fountain says it is imperative that the Dominican government be vocal, transparent, and accountable about their actions and decisions as regards programs like the CBI.
I think that's what it is. You know, they try to bring all of this information about, well, this guy is this. The problem is not the messenger. The problem is the irregularities and the lack of clarity, the lack of accountability, lack of transparency of the CBI program. And that is the reason why the government of Dominica needs to come clean. Forget about Mr. Kenny Rejok for a while, but what does the government of Dominica say? The allegation is out there. It is up to them to respond to that allegation. Let the Dominican public know whether or not that is the case. As simple as that. Mr. Rejok mentioned the name of the ambassador who came to Dominica. Let us know when he came to Dominica, if that was discussed or not. You know, that is why we have been calling from the very beginning for the government of Dominica to be transparent and to be accountable to the people of Dominica. So I'm not going to be dissuaded by individuals trying to pour cold water on it. It is not their place to do so. It is.
President of the Dominica Public Service Union, Steve Joseph, finds it unfortunate that workers are not treated properly or paid fairly in 2017. Joseph says the union and its members are unhappy with the frivolous spending spree of the DLP government in communities across Dominica. He says this does not guarantee or contribute to proper development of the Dominican economy.
We would want maybe continue saying that the struggle continues. And maybe some people will assess that it is a bit unfortunate that workers in this day and age have to continue to struggle for what we think is reasonably what we deserve from time to time. Of course, employers should recognize that with inflation, with a number of competing activities that put a strain on persons' income, it is obvious that the terms and conditions would have to be revised. And in our own context, here it is, we have employees working hard at a time, though, when we see lavishness being spent on persons who, in some cases, refuse to work. Rally number one, one union indivisible, what hurts one hurts all, began bringing greater attention to some of the issues affecting workers, and we said it was not just about public officers, it was issues affecting all our members.
Sufria MP Denise Charles calls on constituents to be more diverse in their business plans for the community. Speaking at a town hall meeting in Sufria on Wednesday, Charles says many residents have benefited under the Small Business Development Plan, and another $500,000 has been approved for the constituency. She encouraged residents to think outside of the box for business opportunities instead of choosing to open shops and bars in their communities.
We have received substantial assistance under the Small Business Development Plan. Over the last 11 months, $220,000 was received by our constituency for small business. Out of those funds, 15 families of Sufria benefited. I recently announced that the Prime Minister has allocated a further $500,000 for small business in the Sufria constituency. I am happy to tell you that many people have been filling out their applications and bringing it to the office. The only thing I want to encourage us, because I've gone through some of the applications and I see that some people are applying to start shops and bars. Now, some of the areas they want to do that already have 4 or 3 bars or shops. So I want us to be a little creative, to think outside the box. As I said, we don't have a bakery in Sufria. We should have one. Little ice cream shop, arts and crafts shop. Let us start thinking of businesses we can create to serve the customers that are going to be coming, the tourists that will be visiting Sufria. So I want us to be a little more diverse in our thinking.
The Bureau of Gender Affairs is gearing up to recognize Sex Week 2017, which will be observed from April 24th to 28th, centered on a full week of radical sex education for persons of all ages. Communication Officer at the Bureau of Gender Affairs, Alan Gregoire, says persons need to be more open when it comes to talking about sex. She highlighted the activities planned to commemorate the week.
Monday, you know, we're doing a media blast. Of course, every radio station, every TV station is going to be talking about Sex Week as we launch it on Monday. On Tuesday, we go to the Dominica State College, where we actually have a health fair with some of our most committed partners, the Dominica Planned Parenthood, the National HIV/AIDS Response Program, Levee Dominique, and Chap Dominica. We know we're going to engage the students, give them the chance to, you know, learn about sexual education and, you know, get rid of all these myths and taboos we have about sex in Dominica. During the week, we're going to be on different radio stations all through. We're actually going to the Kalinago territory next week, Wednesday, to 2 schools, where we're going to be, you know, speaking about gender and relationships with the young people, you know, teaching them good touch, bad touch, just the very simple things of, you know, who to trust, who to call if anything happens, talking about gender-based violence, which is a very, you know, a very concerned topic in Dominica. On Thursday, we actually go into the Dominica State Prison, you know, continuing a program that's been ongoing at the Dominica Planned Parenthood, where they actually engage the prisoners and, you know, understand, you know, where they are, what can help them when they get out to actually rehabilitate and change certain behaviors. And then on a Friday, we're headed to the Northeast Comprehensive High School, the secondary school, where we'll also be having an activity called Sex.
Senior citizens 60 years and over will receive one free season ticket to the much-anticipated test match between West Indies and Pakistan scheduled for the Windsor Park Sports Stadium from May 10th to 14th. According to a release, the West Indies Cricket Board is extending this promotion as a special gesture to all diehard cricket fans in the region who have supported the sport over the years. This promotion is being offered during the first week of ticket sales and applies to Caribbean nationals only. Qualifying persons simply need to present their ID at the ticket booth. Meanwhile, paying adults will be entitled to a maximum of 2-3 children's tickets at the time of purchase for children 12 years and under. The WICB says this is geared at encouraging youngsters to experience cricket at its best and to develop future generations of players and fans. Tickets are expected to go on sale soon. Prices range from $25 to $40 per ticket. Former magistrate and attorney-at-law Tiani Bihanzin says he may take legal action following allegations leveled against him. The facts of the matter are that the sole female police officer among three charged with the murder of Joshua Etienne while he was in police cell in July 2014 was freed of that murder charge after a key witness recanted his testimony. The witness in question, Oscar George, recanted his testimony when he appeared in court on Tuesday after he had already given a statement of what he had seen on the morning of the incident. George alleged that the family lawyer, Tiani Bihanzin, made him make those statements. But in response, Bihanzin flatly denied the allegations while speaking on Q95 FM radio earlier today.
Well, I'm not surprised, Matt, because this is shenanigans that's been going on. What we said initially was that because of the sensitivity of the case, the prosecution team should come from probably somebody in the region, some office in the region. The police officer investigating should not be Dominican police officers, should be officers perhaps from the region or any other of the Commonwealth countries. That's what we said from the start, to ensure that none of this nonsense takes place. Secondly, because of the vulnerability of those witnesses, some of them were involved in the criminal system, that way we asked that they be protected in some way. So it's bizarre that there are these allegations made. Easily they could have called me as a witness to refute some of them or to ask me questions as to whether or not this was the case. But two, as I said before, if they were committed for trial, the three of them, what the DPP ought to have done under Section 8 of the Criminal Procedure Preliminary Inquiry Act 14 is to stop the magistrate, take the matter to the High Court, and then have the matter removed from the magistrate's court and go straight to the High Court criminal assizes. And that's all that should have happened. But as I said, in relation to these allegations, I had an inclination that they were made some months ago, and then there were legal arguments back and forth. But what I had intended to do is to wait until the process become an open process at the High Court, mm-hmm. With the sealed and signed deposition. Then I could sue the individuals who made those allegations.
Tourism Minister Robert Tung says the Ministry of Tourism is continuing to make necessary changes to ensure a better guest experience for cruise ship visitors. He also announced that the island's rating scores in the cruise industry have been increasing. Dominica over the years has been receiving low rating scores, especially in areas such as cleanliness, security and friendliness. But Minister Tung says they have taken steps to improve on the destination's scores.
Our scores over the years have been relatively low, but the important thing is that we are aware of the areas and we have put things in place to increase on our scores. One of them was, take for example, security. So one of the things that we've done during the cruise season, we actually hired the Ministry of Tourism a security team to go around town. You even saw some of them on bicycles, just to make sure that persons were more safe in the city, so that it will reduce the instances of accidents. And you know, nowadays with the advent of the internet and social media, how quickly stories can spread. So, ladies and gentlemen, we continue to work on improving our scores. And I can say to you, we recently had a FCCA conference recently, and the cruise lines have confirmed to us that our scores are going up, but we have to continue ensuring that the scores get higher and higher. One of the areas we get very good scores, so they're about 35 countries. When we do our tours, what we call our organized tours, where you have a tour guide on board, we actually rank number 8. So one of the things that we're trying to do is to ensure that all tours have tour guides on board, because if we can increase on our scores, it means that cruise ships are going to see us as a better country to come to. If we can reduce our instances of robberies and stuff like that, we can also improve on our scores.
Meanwhile, Tong says Dominica can expect to see an increase in visitor arrivals in the 2017-2018 cruise season.
And I can tell you the results are coming, because we have just reviewed our cruise ship listing for the period 2017, which is October 2018. We've reconfirmed with all of the ships to make sure that they are coming. And I can say to you, you're going to have an increase of over 50,000 people coming to Dominica as compared to the previous years. But however, that is still going to put a lot of pressure on all of us. It means there's going to be more people. You're going to have more persons trying to get the business. It means you're going to have more people going to sites at the same time. So we have to try to reduce overcrowding again to make sure persons have the best possible experience in Dominica.
In more news, starting next Monday, CLECO policyholders in the Bahamas are set to receive long overdue payments. After failing to deliver monies as promised back in January, the government issued a statement on Tuesday assuring that qualified policyholders will receive three tranches of payments this year in April, July, and November. The Perry Christie administration had initially planned to finance the second phase of CLECO Bahamas payouts through a $45 million bond issue, with the monies raised designed to compensate former executive flexible premium annuity holders and those who had surrendered their pension policies. The payments will total $5,000 per policyholder and be enough to pay out 70% or 1,595 claims from surrendered policyholders. And one policeman has been shot dead and two others wounded in central Paris, French police say, with their suspected attacker killed by security forces. The Champs-Élysées, where the shooting occurred, was sealed off. A lone gunman opened fire before being killed as he fled the scene, police say. It happened as presidential candidates made their last speeches in a TV appearance before Sunday's election. An anti-terrorist investigation has been launched. And that's the Prime Evening News, but first a recap of the headlines. DPSU President Steve Joseph wants public officers to be treated properly and paid fairly. Bahamas CLECO policyholders to finally get their money. Policeman and suspected gunman shot dead in Paris gun battle. The news was brought to you through the kind compliments of Quartz Dominica. Remember, if you missed any of our newscasts, log on to our website at www.q95da.com to view the stories, or click on the podcast icon to listen to the various packages. On behalf of the Q95 News team, I have been your presenter, Lakisha Labasir.